Welcome back. It is 49 past, last segment of the day, and a Monday, as we always do at this time, we check in with our friends from either the North Dakota Corn Council or the Corn Growers. And today we get the executive director of the Corn Growers, Brenda Elmer. Are you going to bring us some good news today, Brenda?
Yes, I hope so. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. We're excited. Thank you, by the way, for being one of our sponsors for Jamie being on Washington Watch this week. And I'm sure he's got his recorder and interviewing like crazy. But we'll be talking ethanol and corn and a bunch of different things. I'm wondering, though, if we're going to be talking about the GREET model this week. What are you thinking?
Well, we're anticipating an announcement tomorrow by the U.S. Treasury Department that will kind of fill in some of those gaps. They've given us a little bit here and there, and, you know, we're just trying to anticipate, brace ourselves for what that might be. And, you know, to put it in layman's terms, you know, this will really tell our ethanol producers how they're able to use agriculture to qualify for those tax credits when they're producing the sustainable aviation fuel. So it's kind of a big deal for the ethanol producers and then subsequently for corn growers.
So is that the last peg in the, or the last cog to get this model out, was just waiting for Treasury? It doesn't need to go through anybody, any other governmental agency first?
Well, I think that there will be other probably agencies involved, like if it doesn't include the Climate Smart initiatives, you know, I imagine that USDA would be fairly involved in that and right, filling in further details. So, you know how that works with government.
I do. Well, we've been waiting since Commodity Classic.
It's never, ever totally done.
No. Well, I'm just thinking that it does sound right that tomorrow would be the big day, because with Washington Watch going on and all the media, I believe, is trekking over to the USDA tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. And guess who's going to be at the front of the list? It's going to be Mr. Vilsack. And he's the one that didn't give us an announcement at Commodity Classic. So I'm guessing but the timing sure is kind of lining up here for a little bit that we could get some good news.
We are really hopeful for that. You know, our producers have been, there's been a rollout after rollout of different sustainability and conservation programs and initiatives. We have the debate going on in North Dakota about the carbon capture and sequestration pipeline. And so, you know, these types of issues are on their minds, and we're just hopeful that the devil's in the details, that it will be something that is not overly burdensome for our producers. Sure. and that we can work with.
My question is this, when we're talking about this GREET model and waiting for the Treasury to set what they want to have as a model, has anybody been given any kind of clue what they're considering? Or is this totally, we just have to wait and see?
We have to kind of wait and see. We've not gotten that preview, but we know in, you know, dealing with the sustainable aviation fuel, you know, the word sustainable, of course, and you have to look at, you know, the production of ethanol at the plant level, which there are many already that have made great strides in that area. A Red Trail is one of them that's in the news in partnering with Indigo Agriculture to try to, you know, identify markets for that sustainable ethanol.
You saw a story and from so, them today. So it's funny you bring them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And so they're kind of all tied together. And so we're kind of anticipating the sustainability string there.
The other part of this is we're kind of missing out on the ball game right now, right, for sustainable aviation fuel, because it's still being used, but it's being brought in from other countries. Is that fair to say?
Well, that is what seems to be the case with the one LanzaJet that is, you know, began production down in the southern part of the U.S. There are others that are, you know, in development. Gevo is another company that we met with when we were down in Commodity Classic. And, you know, they've already began working with farmers on their farming practices and can already kind of quantify what some of those practices might bring them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's different folks in the industry that are working on different pieces. And we're hoping that some of those gaps will be filled in tomorrow in dealing with those tax incentives.
Well, cross your fingers that that could be some good news there. Carbon capture meetings that have been going on and still waiting for, I think, a finality of what's going to happen in North Dakota. I don't know. Corn growers, have you guys taken an official position? I'm assuming pro, but where are we at with that for at least carbon? Obviously, it gets to be pro probably the carbon, but because we have to do something for the offset. But I have no idea where we're at with the pipeline. Any update there?
Well, we have not put together an official position. We've been asked to chime in and help where we can, because part of what we do in our advocacy is to advocate for stronger markets for our product. And that is kind of the debate that the carbon capture and sequestration is all around. And so we've served on some of those panels, those community outreach panels. I know there will be a couple of public service commission meetings yet. There's one scheduled in Wahpeton, I think on May 24th, and then in Linton on June 4th, and that'll be part of that whole permitting process.
Okay.
We will be there in some way, shape, and form, and yeah, continue to answer questions and provide input, you know, from a corn grower perspective.
What would you recommend if you're a farmer out there and you're being approached to be a part of the pipeline? If you have questions, what, from a corn grower's perspective, if you have questions, would you, is there somebody you would recommend they talk to?
Well, if they sell to an ethanol plant, which, you know, over half of the corn in the state is goes to ethanol production, you know, that might be a good place to start. Mm. I know some ethanol plants are already having growers kind of sign a statement that that deals with their farming practices and where the sustainability comes in. And I know some of them are, you know, they have to sign that in order to be able to sell, and as they try to get into those low carbon fuel markets. But that is a great place to start. There's national groups that are focused on this, you know, the three different ethanol organizations, as well as the American Carbon Alliance has quite a bit of information.
Right.
And, of course, if it's something more locally, you know, they can contact the Ethanol Producers Association or even the Corn Growers Association, and, you know, we can have one of our board members visit with them.
Okay. Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and we're gaining some traction on that, but the kerfuffle that we ran into, you know, a year ago, and as we progressed, early stages, I think, was misinformation, but now these meetings and just a lot more general information has come out, and maybe the tact has been a little bit better. It's a few of the groups, not yours, but it's gotten better, and sure. So hopefully close to the finish line there. All right, anything else I should ask you? Have you heard of anybody putting actual corn in the ground?
Do you know? Yes, I think in your absence last week, one of our new board members down in the Gwinner area was planting corn as he spoke with Jamie. So,
very
good. Know that there is some in the field.
I knew Andrew when I talked to him. I think about 2 weeks ago was really itching. He hadn't gotten out yet, yeah. But hopefully things are going well. The good thing is we've been getting a decent amount of moisture. So when folks, and I don't think they mind waiting an extra few days or even an extra week or two. Gosh, things are lining up awful nice. We just need the warm up, and moisture will not, for at least most of the Dakotas here, will not be the problem. It's just getting out there and getting things ready to go, which is exciting.
It is. I think it's in their nature. They get itching to get out in the field this time of year, but so far, so good.
All right, Brenda, anything else before we let you go?
Nope, that should do it. Thank you.
I'm excited we're getting an answer on the GREET model. Hopefully tomorrow. Crossing my fingers.
And hopefully it's decent news.
All right, very good. Brenda, thank you so much for your time. That's going to do it for today's edition of Farm Talk. And tomorrow is going to be super busy. As mentioned, Jamie is out in Washington, D.C., the trip sponsored by the North Dakota Corn Growers and the North Dakota Ethanol. And he's going to be doing one interview after another. I would imagine he probably will be knocking out about 15 to 20 interviews alone today, because they have an opportunity to meet with a lot of the commodity organizations. That meeting actually started... Maybe it's starting right now, and Jamie's going to be actually started about an hour ago. So we'll bring you a lot of interviews. Plus, we'll be talking with congressional members about the farm bill, about what's going on in the ethanol world. Great. Hopefully, we'll be talking about the good news there. And the list goes on and on. So Farm Talk from Washington, D.C., basically tomorrow for the rest of the week. And looking forward to it. All right. We're going to take a 23-hour break. We'll see you again tomorrow.